It's Tuesday, August 25th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In the latest round of court battles, a Superior Court judge ruled that Pastor John MacArthur and Grace Community Church could not be held in contempt of court because no court order had yet to be issued prohibiting the gathering. Contact the 5 local city officials to stand with the church in a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. In addition, the Thomas More Society has filed a declaration to the California Superior Court in Los Angeles on behalf of the pastor, explaining that there is no room for the church to meet outdoors, given the size of the congregation, and that such a plan would be, quote, unhealthy and even dangerous, end quote. The statement went on to say, quote, efforts to shut Grace Community Church down when no one is sick reveals an inexplicable preference for a mostly harmless virus over the life-enriching and necessary fellowship of the church. Our leaders and congregation see no real health threat to warrant such restraint. We see this action against us as an illegitimate misuse of power, end quote. Also, the Pasadena, California city attorney is threatening Pastor Che Ahn of Harvest Rock Church with years in prison for his church's in-person meetings. Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom has banned indoor services, reciting the Lord's Prayer and praising God by song. The order also extends to Bible studies. On the far reaches of kingdom work, Christ builds his church in Nepal, north of India, but not without pushback from the enemy. Pastor Manish Bora began preaching Christ in the town of Galkot in January, and now his little congregation of 50 is seeking a place to meet. However, according to Morningstar News, local Hindus have halted construction on the little church they were building on rented land in this West Nepal district of Baglong. Would you pray for Pastor Bora? Real and substantial discrimination against girls appears in India and China, something hardly reported by a disinterested mainstream media. Approximately 16 million girls have been aborted in India by sex selection abortion since 1990. The gender disparity among the Chinese is especially marked with females between 5 and 24 years of age. Presently, there are 35 million more men than women in China. And today, 94% of unmarried adults aged 28 to 49 are males. So far, 1.2 million acres of California and 1,200 structures have burned down during the 2020 fire season. What some refer to as, quote, an act of God, end quote. Lightning is responsible for lighting 585 fires just last week. The most serious fires surround San Jose and San Francisco. However, there were no mentions of God or the need for repentance in hundreds of news stories covering the events. Mercury News reports that the 12,000 lightning strikes was, quote, a freak weather occurrence that turned what had been a relatively mild fire season into a devastating catastrophe, end quote. The 4 worst fires in California history have occurred since 2017, and 10 of the worst 10 fires have occurred since 2000. 2018 was the worst year on record, but 2020 may exceed it. Listen to Jeremiah 25, verse 31. The clamor will resound to the ends of the earth, for the Lord has an indictment against the nations. He is entering into judgment with all flesh, and the wicked he will put to the sword, declares the Lord. And Amos 3, verse 6 asks a provocative question. Does disaster come to a city unless the Lord has done it? And finally, the Covenant Presbyterian Church Assembly of Pastors, made up of 13 member churches, passed a resolution last week registering the denomination's, quote, opposition to the use of abortifacient conception control methods in which there are published, reputable scientific studies indicating abortifacient risk in the method, end quote. The resolution noted that by some studies, at least 6,750,000 babies are killed per annum by the use of the IUD, an increase from 960,000 babies in 2000. The resolution also encouraged, quote, all other evangelical and reformed denominations to join in making a consistent stand to preserve life in the womb, end quote. Pastor Mark Robinette from Foundation Church in Columbus, Ohio, commented on the adoption of the resolution.
Both of these were emotional, really, for us, in that the first one that we passed, which has to do with birth control, was a matter where we all felt we needed to repent before the Lord for not having made, this is some, a lot of us at least have enough understanding and education about to know that many forms of birth control, you know, abort fertilized eggs, which would totally go against our stand for life. We were 100% unanimous and enthusiastic about being able to pass both of these resolutions.
For more information on this Christian pro-life stance, churches and denominations may contact the Clerk of the Covenant Presbyterian Church. The email address is clerk@covenant-presbyterian.org. Psalm 94, verses 6 through 7, speaks of God noticing the helpless little one slain by abortion and abortifacients. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, "The Lord does not see, nor does the God of Jacob understand." The Covenant Presbyterian Church denomination is known for their distinctive beliefs, including young earth creationism, the inerrancy of the Bible, family integrated church, and the promotion of homeschooling and Christian schools. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, August 25th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.